From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, May 14th. Coming up, we'll learn what's causing bees across the country to die at record high rates. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois preschool providers say they're struggling to deal with federal office closures for the early childhood education program at Head Start. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
The Trump administration closed half of all federal Head Start offices, including one in Chicago that served Illinois and other Midwestern states. Selena Cirillo is the executive director for Start Early Illinois, which receives grants from the program. She says providers in the state have to go through a more complicated payment process, and it's harder to get questions answered.
All of a sudden, they'll see an additional screen that says justification of spending, and they ask to add additional language, submit additional information. They're used to receiving those dollars within 24 to 48 hours. Now it becomes 5 to 7 days.
Federal data shows Head Start provides early education support for 28,000 kids in Illinois whose families live below the poverty line. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Illinois plans to once again sue the Trump administration, and like other lawsuits, at the heart of the issue is immigration. Mawa Iqbal reports.
State Attorney General Kwame Raoul is joining forces with 19 other Democratic attorneys general in filing two lawsuits. They argue the federal government is threatening to withhold billions of dollars in transportation and disaster relief funding, all in an attempt to strong-arm states like Illinois to adopt stricter immigration policies. Raoul says these moves will make communities less safe.
We will not be forced to choose between partnerships with law enforcement that keep our streets safe and partnerships with federal agencies that help protect us from natural disasters and help keep our roads safe.
Illinois currently has laws that limit local police cooperation with federal agents on deportation cases. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
An Illinois legislative committee is greenlighting the end of a program that provides health care coverage for immigrant adults without legal status. Alex Stegman reports.
The legislature's Joint Committee on Administrative Rules signed off on changes that will end the program on July 1st. The Health Benefits for Immigrant Adults program started in 2022 as a way to offer Medicaid-style health care coverage to residents without legal status, otherwise ineligible for coverage. But costs quickly exceeded expectations. Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget outline for the next fiscal year does not provide funding for the program, but it still includes $132 million for health benefits for immigrant seniors, which provides health care for Illinois residents without legal status who are at least 65. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, we'll learn what's causing bees across the country to die at record high rates. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 84 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a low of 65 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot and windy with a chance of a thunderstorm late in the day and a high of 90 degrees. A few storms could become severe on Thursday evening with a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 63 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, and for Friday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the past, present, and future of nuclear power and nuclear safety with Katherine Huff. She's on the University of Illinois' nuclear engineering faculty, but was also a high-ranking official in the Department of Energy during the Biden administration. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This year marks the highest honeybee death rate ever recorded in U.S. history. These bees play an important role in pollinating crops across the country. And the most recent honeybee loss rate has experts scrambling to figure out why bees are dying. To learn more, IPM's Arjun Tucker spoke with student reporter Caitlin Devitt.
So, Caitlin, we've been hearing about bees dying for many years. I know this has been an ongoing issue. but it sounds like things have been getting worse lately. Can you tell me what's going on?
Yeah, so every winter, honeybee colonies, they go into hibernation, just like lots of other species. And in that hibernation, they experience some kind of colony loss. Now, we typically want to see this staying around like 20%, but this year, the U.S. saw the highest death rate ever recorded, and that was a 62% average death rate among commercial beekeepers. And so these are people with at least 100 hives, so people doing it on kind of like a larger scale. And right now, researchers don't know one specific cause for these bee deaths because we're just finding out these numbers. But I spoke with Sri Lakshmi Suresh, who studied bees for the last 10 years and now works for Illinois Extension. And so they were kind of telling me that bees are specifically threatened by what they call the four Ps. So that's going to be parasites, pathogens, poor foraging, and pests. And so right now, beekeepers are really pointing at one particular P, which is the varroa mite parasite. So Suresh is telling me that the varroa mite parasite is an invasive species to the U.S. that didn't get here until about the 80s through global transportation. And that's when we really started seeing those bee deaths rising.
Back then, you'd really only anticipate maybe, say, 15 to 20% overwinter loss rate is kind of normal colony cycle. It was really when the varroa mite came that we started seeing loss rates upwards of 30%. You would not want to be, say, a cattle farmer and suddenly, most of your herd is just gone.
So these mites specifically target honeybees who just have no good ways to defend themselves from that parasite. But the varroa mite isn't the only thing that could be causing these bee deaths. Commercial bees are traveled all across the country and they encounter different kinds of pesticides, and they're also being impacted by those changing climates.
And can you tell me a little more about why these bee populations matter?
Yeah, so commercial beekeepers are the ones that are actually experiencing the highest loss rates right now. And these are beekeepers that travel all across the country pollinating different crops. So honeybees are actually the only domesticated insects that pollinate crops. So that's the only way for farmers to have some kind of guaranteed pollination that really will help boost those crop yields. So already we're seeing an estimated $600 million loss in bee operations.
How is this decline in honeybee colonies playing out in Illinois?
So Illinois isn't really a major beekeeping state in terms of commercial beekeeping. We actually only have about 35 commercial beekeepers, but we have thousands of different hobbyists across the country who do keep bees. And so Illinois primarily produces soybean and corn, and these are self-pollinating plants, while the bees are usually attracted to sweeter crops, so like almonds, blueberries, different kinds of fruit. But this is still really important to Illinois because climate change is continuing to shift our environment. And so some people are concerned about the ability of bees to survive in Illinois. So this climate change is kind of limiting food resources for bees when the flowers bloom at different times and it's just not as reliable. And so I spoke with Rena Wilson-Jones. She's in Urbana, is a beekeeper herself, and she's actually the co-president of the Eastern Illinois Beekeeping Association. And she was kind of telling me that the environment isn't functioning the same way it has historically, and this is kind of hurting the bees.
Their behaviors that are hardwired into them, again, can get out of sync in what Mother Nature is really doing at that time. Things are timed, and if your timing isn't right, then maybe that particular bloom isn't blooming when they expect it. Things are starting earlier or they're starting later.
So what can be done to combat this rise in honeybee deaths, and what are you going to be paying attention to going forward?
Yeah, so for that varroa mite, there are some kind of mitigation strategies, but there's no real way to prevent them from getting in the colony to begin with. And so researchers are kind of telling me that right now, all we can do is just continue to study the impact of climate change and parasites and all these other threats to bees, because there's just still a lot we don't know about why this is happening in the first place. And so we aren't sure what can be done exactly to reverse it. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture says they'll be releasing a study on the loss rates this August to kind of give us more information.
That's IPM Student Newsroom's Caitlin Devitt. Thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's IPM Student Newsroom's Caitlin Devitt speaking with IPM's Arjun Tucker. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Stegman, and Caitlin Devitt. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hartwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.